happened 2 points. No questions at all. We've done that good, huh? All right, then Tom, I will hand it back over to your capable hands. Tell us where we are and where we want to go next.
Okay, here's the headline and the photo, and this is the basic template with the headline of the sales page. Now, to be able to save some time, because we don't have enough time to write the entire sales copy, we've got a pre-written sales copy which I can easily grab and just put into the template we just created. Then we're saving to 3 different file names to do split testing. Now, before we do that, really, we need to decide how much we are going to sell for the product. I guess everyone can give some ideas. We decide to sell the webcast access for people to listen in live on Sunday, if I'm not wrong, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, Ted?
I believe it's 2 o'clock.
Around 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 2 p.m. UK time, so that people can listen in live, or I suggest that we will provide the archive so that if people cannot make it, because we're talking about a worldwide audience here, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon in UK. It might be, you know, some other time, strange times somewhere else in the world. So I highly recommend we can give them the archive so that if they cannot listen in live, they can download it, listen to it whenever they can.
Now, is everybody with us, live or archive? Any explanation necessary on that? Okay.
So I guess how much do you believe that we should sell that product for?
How much do you think?
What exactly are they buying? 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours?
Approximately 1 hour. We broadcast, you know, if it goes over a few minutes, it goes over, but it's basically an hour. And it's those 12 internet experts answering a question: why did you succeed on the internet in such a dramatic way? And how can your experience benefit the average person? Yeah, David, you.
What did we charge last time?
I really don't know.
The question was, what did we charge last time, and can we go and vary it this time to see a response? So
First of all, we know we can do anything we want. We do. It probably is going to be a good idea to talk about some consequences, though. What is the value of that webcast? Let's start right there. The value could range from $19 or $9 up to $197 or something. Well, let me ask you, how many new pieces of information would we potentially need to get to mine a value out of that of several thousand dollars? Could it be worth it several thousand dollars to us to do that? It could. Would there be any issue trying to sell it for that, though? Now, what would happen if we sold it for $1,000? We wouldn't have very many sales. We obviously know that we wouldn't have as many as we would if it was lower priced. Now, check this out. If I offered to sell you a sandwich, and let's say it's a club sandwich, and I offered to sell it to you for £5, and you were assuming, you know, it was lunchtime, you'd give me £5, right? I mean, you want a sandwich, you'd give it to me, right? What if I offered that same sandwich to you and offered it to you for £500? Wouldn't have a chance. Unless what? Unless you were very hungry.
Or it came with consultancy.
Or it came with consultancy, right. So, but that's just a quick illustration that all things being equal, the lower price, the lesser price will sell more. Now, all things are not equal. Why might we want to throw out what could potentially be the real value and sell it at a lower price? Well, one of the reasons is, are we not dealing in a market that has a certain expectation? If I sell you a sandwich for £5, that's within your market expectation, is it not? If I sell it to you for 500, that's not.
have to double check the spelling of your name.
Right. So, okay, so what, that's why I asked the question. What could we normally expect to sell a high-level quality internet webcast for that has 12 experts answering this question? Now, I know we know the answer. Just give it to me.
Two. Yeah, that's working. Ted, can I offer a bit of advice? Stenner and I were just talking about the price there. Folks, based on what we've done in the past, and as Stenner just said, why don't we offer them to get onto it, just to listen to it as such, for a lower price, like, and base it, excuse me, and say US dollars, because let's face it, that's what the net is usually priced in. Do you agree on that? So do it in US dollars. Base it at, say, $29, $27, just load. You build a list for a start, get them inside Autopilot Riches, but then once they've made that commitment, which they've already committed to, divert them to a page that says, hey, but do you want added bonuses? Do you want this? Do you want this? And upsell them to a bigger ticket item just in case. Does everyone agree with that kind of thing? Because that has worked very well before. So charge them a low thing. If you gave it to them for free, you'll get everyone sign up, but you're not getting qualified traffic. So charge them, say, $27 or something low just to know that they're real, know they've got a credit card for future purchases, because, hello, if they haven't got a credit card, well, they're not going to buy anything off you in the future. That's what I just said to Stenner. And then we know in the future we've got how many people on our database got a credit card and they're willing to spend at least $30 US. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, there's a book that you should pick up by Cialdini. I believe it's Robert. Could be John, but it's Cialdini. It's called Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion. This is way beyond opinion. It's tests and research. Once people make a commitment, then a further commitment is easy. So that's why instead of let's say we've got an upgrade product. That's why instead of selling that product, we might want to sell something that has enough. Because, by the way, it's $27. That's a commitment, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, now, so they've committed. Now that's why we would offer them an upgrade product instead of just trying to sell a higher-priced product. We get more people in. We've got more opportunity. Point in fact, you ever wondered, like I did the other day, oh, man, that's a nice set of supplements. I'll try it. You know, $39.95. So I pick up the phone. And whenever I hung the phone up, I said, gee, how did it possibly happen? I just gave them my credit card for $299 and $99 a month billing. They didn't sell that. What they said, well, was Coach Johnson also recommends such and such. They were talking to someone who had called up, I want that product. And that person has identified themselves, they're easy to sell. Do you see what I'm saying? If they had said they want $299 plus $99 a month, I wouldn't have ever picked up the phone. Are you with me? That's the basic strategy you're talking about, right, David?
Yes.
And Steiner? Good.
So
what they've actually done there, correct me if I'm wrong, and I'll explain that in my presentation, they've come to your website as a suspect, gone into a prospect, and then now by donating $27 to Steiner or whatever, they've now classified themselves from a suspect or prospect into a customer. Okay, so, because when you first get the website, if you see a price, how many people don't even read it? They read the headline, go right to the bottom and read the price. You see $297, you freak out. But you see $27, you think, well, yeah, okay, it's not too much. So get them in on a low ticket and give them a good quality product. But then if you give them on a back end a big ticket item, but like 30, 40, 50 different bonuses worth £3,000 or £4,000, of course I'll sign up. So that's what we were saying. That's what Steiner agrees as well. Does anyone agree with that? That's a better strategy?
Okay, so
thanks.
Then our strategy is to keep the entry product relatively low. We were discussing the price. And what would you be interested in as a price level for your webcast or archive?
Talking about $27.
$27. Mm-hmm. Is anybody opposed to $27?
On testing
that we've done too, folks, before with Autopilot Riches and testing price structures, don't ask me why, but the 7 works better than 28 or 29 or anything. You'll even see when Armin puts out his products, they're 97 or 147 or 247. The 7, for some reason, psychologically, so would it be fair to say 27 is a nice 27 US for the English crowd with the pounds, it's cheap. For the Australian people, it's still only like 35. You know, so it's a nice little number and it gets them involved. Is that a cool price? Yeah. Okay.
Or $29.97, you know, something like that.
All of those are actually variables that we'd be perfectly happy with. Because for us as marketers, what's the difference between $3? It's not the game we're playing in, right? And we're not going over 30. So to a consumer, $29.97 is not going to appear more than $27. See what we're talking about? But I think essentially we should leave the decision with Steiner since it's his product.
I think let's go for $29.97. No? $27?
$27 it is.
Okay, $27. Now what about the upsell product? We wanted to sell something more than $27.
Oh, by the way, this is part of copywriting, right? And we've got a question here that I do want to get to.
Yeah, sorry. I was going to say that with an extensive sales page like that, if I'm going to buy a product and I see a sales page that length of time costing $27, now I think it's crap or something. So maybe I'm thinking $47, ballpoint figure.
Good point. We've already made the decision on that one, and it could be $47. On the other hand, do we not know that we probably will get more people? Because we know, again, we have enough tests to show at $27 than we would at $47. Yeah. Now, by the way, a lot of ebooks, a lot of products are sold at $47, are sold at $97, are they not? Could you do it? We could do it easy. In fact, I think, Brett, you've got a scrapbooking product. What does that thing sell for?
$27.
$27. And I've got a hypnosis product that sells for $47. And I think Stephen Pierce, as we've talked about his book, what did that sell for? $97?
Yeah. $97.
Hence the reason a minute ago I said to you the seven. Just my way of thinking is, correct me if I'm wrong, the only truth is the result. So look at the results that everyone getting, look at the proven facts, and don't play around with the 97s and the 22.16 cents and all that. Just stick it. If 27 works or 97 works, don't ask yourself why. Just do it. Because you know everyone else has done it. You know they've got good results. So let's not try to reinvent the wheel.
Okay, I like to point out that with Autopilot Rich's facility that you're able to do split testing. Now, split testing does not only apply to headline. It can be applied to anything. Price testing is something that you should do when you have time. Okay, after you test your headlines, what do you test next? You can perfectly, you know, test your price. And if that product for you is to generate as much profit as possible, then you can test $19 and $29, even $99 at the same time with exact same copy. Now, it's easy to calculate. Say if you are selling 10 copy at $19, then you are selling 5 copy at $29, then 5 copy of $29 is not as much profit as 10 copy of $19, right? Mathematically, you can calculate where is your maximum profit point. Now, that applies to if your website purpose of that website is generate your profit. Now, if the purpose of that website is beyond just to achieve the first sale, just to achieve as much profit as you want, say if you wanted to capture customer database, capture customers' details, then maybe the numbers of the orders sometimes is important too. So the facility, the equipment is there that you can test without have to guess how much people are willing to pay and how much is the best price point for you to sell that particular product. You can test it, and fine-tune, to reach the best price point.
Same, folks, when Tom was talking to us then, imagine you've got a website. Say it's weight loss, okay, because Ted's talking supplements or whatever. He just wanted to lose a few kilos, I think. Only joking. Basically, folks, say you're looking at the words weight loss, diet supplements, and what's another one? Exercise machines. For example, three things. Who honestly knows which ones would win out? None of us. So how about link those to three pages, split test the whole lot, and we'll see how many clicks we've had on each link, how many sales we've had at each. So doesn't matter what we think. The public has said number one is won by 97%. Take the two out. You know how to... There's your website. So is it true? The marketing genius is the public. Let them give you the answers and then feed them back what they want. And of course they'll buy because you're giving them exactly what they've asked for. If I went to the restaurant here and asked for chicken, they gave me fish, I'd be cranky. But if they gave me fish with the same thing, I'd buy it. You know what I mean? So let's give the public what the public want to buy and then they'll be happy.
Okay, while we're talking, what I'm doing here is that with Autopilot Riches, when you set up that ad tracker, you have three sales pages, which we'll be naming them as index 1, 2, 3. Now, this is what the tracker is. Autopilot Riches will give you a code that you need to put into your index page so that visitor come to your website will be split into three different sales pages. And David Kavanagh will be showing you more about what to do to set up everything.
Just one sec, folks, just before Tom goes on. See that little link he's got on the screen there? It just says on that page, and I'm going to show you this in my presentation. Just bring that screen just one sec, Tom, the front page one. See what it's got there? It just says, refresh this page in 0 seconds. Anytime someone clicks on it, refresh it to this ad link. So the ad finds it, thinks, okay, index one, index two, index three. So every time you refresh it, you know what I mean, it'll go. So that's why it's not giving them, it's just refreshing straight away so we can track which page converts the best, which makes the most sales, and which one we'll keep for future to design the new website based on what the public have bought the maximum products off. You follow that?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what Tom's done there.
Okay, so have we decided what upsell product and the price yet?
What upsell product could we logically sell? Because obviously it needs to be related.
And that gentleman raised a very good point that this lengthy sales page for a $27 product, it might be wasting a little bit of space, right? But I think with the knowledge of we are going to offer in a product which as in a back-end product, which is much higher in value, and this is like pre-sale. So even before they get to the upsell offer, we already have them, you know, in the right mood to be able to, you know, upsell them better. So I don't think that 47 would be a good upsell product. We have the opportunity when customers are ready, you know, in the right mood, we want to sell them something, I think, more than $47. Much more than that, yeah.
Yeah, we got a comment here. Recordings of the whole... recordings of the conference.
DVD.
Okay. We've already got the intellectual property there, too, don't we?
Yeah.
See, that's easy when you got the stuff. It's easy. And David?
Exactly what I was going to say. People are getting a snippet of the conference. Why not give them the whole package that they've missed and been able to attend and sell the audio of the event?
In other words, we're saying now instead of this is what these marketers who were at this event were going to say, now we can say this is what, you know, capsule, this is what happened. This is what the entire event was. Now, that would be logical, and that would give us what Tom was saying, a higher price product, because we wouldn't sell that under any circumstance for $47, would we? $497 is a possibility. What else could we sell it for?
97? 197?
297? 397? Okay, folks, based on results in the past, I'll tell you something, because I used to work with Autopilot Riches full-time in Canada at one shop and go to Powers, Ted's machine.
That's why we still call him Mr. Autopilot Riches.
I worked in the office, and like I've tested and tracked and monitored every single number. I've gone to sleep dreaming about numbers. Believe me, if you go too high, you lose. If you go too low, it's like putting a counter on your website. You put a counter there with 1 million hits, people go, yeah, right. You put 10, they think his website sucks. Don't put anything and he wonders. Correct? And really, the only time the stats counter there is for whose benefit, yours or his? Yours. So go to your control panel. Don't even put a counter on your website. So hence, the 97 works better. So if we make it 297, but we throw in like 20, 30, 40 bonuses that are worth like $3,000, is that more logical to get a good sale? It's not 400 or 500, which is a bit high. It's not 100, which seems, oh, no, it's not much. But if you go 297, that what I found, it works really well. But again, it's up to Steiner and you guys. But I know that figure works really well.
Well, and there's some other things involved in there. We, as owners of the intellectual property, we have an interest in selling these events in the future too, right? Selling the recordings. We're not going to let it go at $97 because that would devalue the product, right? And also, unless we're going to design something else, we only got two shots. Number one, the webcast. Number two, the upgrade. We want to get as much as we can without discouraging sales, which is why I wouldn't want to go 97.
So if you go $497, if you've just collected 27, let's face it, they've made a commitment, correct? And then you go to a second page, not to the order form. You put them to a page that's called order. Congratulations, you've just purchased this, but did you know that there's a better way? And give them, if you hit them with $997, oh, jeez. But if you hit them with a $297 with $2,000 or $3,000 worth of bonuses, it's not that much of a jump for what they're getting in return. Did everyone follow that? It makes sense? Just nod so I know your life. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, hey, are you liking this? I mean, this is the real stuff that we really make these decisions and conversations. Will you be thinking the same thoughts? That's what we're doing here tonight, is we're really modeling it so that you'll know this is the real deal.
My question is about undervaluing, like you said. So if you actually attend and you pay, what was it, $9.97? But then, yeah, okay. But then you know the next year you can wait and they'll sell it on DVD and you get it for such a dramatically lower price.
No, we're not selling.
Does that do anything? Or
no, I don't think we sell DVDs for $2.97. Yeah. Two things.
Oh, okay.
Number one, I think we don't sell DVDs for $2.97. We sell perhaps the audio recordings of the event. And also, there's a big difference. I don't know how much it costs you to buy a football ticket to watch the football live. Mm. And it's different live experience to watch Manchester United play against Liverpool. It's different to be in the venue than you just sit in your lounge and watch on the television. Okay, it's similar kind of content, but the impact to the audience is completely different. So I would say, psychologically, I have a point I'd like to make too. $297 appears to be closer to the lower end. Say, okay, this is a zero, this is a 500. $297 give you a psychological image like it's towards to the lower end. In fact, it's closer to 500 mark, much more than closer to the zero mark. You see what I mean? If this is zero, this is 100, 200, 300, 400, 500. Now, 297, in fact, is almost 300. But in people's mind, it's like, kind of start with a 2 so that you're leaning towards 2, the lower end of that scale. If you try to put a 397, people instantly have that, idea of that is closer to 500. Yeah. So I would suggest, highly recommend sell it at 297. It's a fair value for audio recording. And we don't sell them DVDs. I don't think at this point we want to sell DVDs, only audio recording.
One thing that you said too, which was good point, think logically, you can sell them DVDs later, but we want to capture the sale now. So from Steiner's point of view, does he want to spend money to make money, or does he want to actually, if they've already committed, does he want to actually give a lot of bonuses that doesn't cost him anything? The audio's of the event, let's face it, we're audioing it anyway. But if you video it, do it, produce it, CDs, packaging, shipping, is it costing you a lot out of his $297? You see, logically. But if you're just giving the audios, and then later on, once we've left this event, could he not say, hey, for example, I've just secured the rights to such and such for $997 or something. And the truth of the matter is, you guys here this weekend have got an instant list. This lady here has got everyone on her list if they really want to give you the name. You can network. Those people who listen to the audios, they can't network like we are this weekend. Who thinks the value here is worth triple what you're paying because of the networking? You can network with one person tonight, get a joint venture that's worth $1,000 or something. There's your money back already. Those people listening, and if you're listening to me or Tom or anyone talk tonight, you're walking around the lounge room, that after half an hour, you turn it off. But if you're in an event like this and you really want to make money, would you listen a lot more intently and really learn? So there's nothing like being at the live event. I'd pay triple, 100 times more.
And talking about the value added, we wanted to give them as much value as possible. Okay, now I think we all agree $297 is a good price point for back-end product. Apart from the audio recording of the event, we could give them something else which doesn't cost us a
lot
of money to produce
question.
To beef up the value. Yeah.
Where do we get bonuses? And that's what you're talking about. David's saying add $2,000 or $3,000 worth of bonuses.
Now that's a good point. Because we've got PDS, we've got our products, we can throw in stuff for the people. And they're from the speakers that listen, and if we throw in a few e-books that we've written that we haven't sold ever, or the new ones we're launching or something, that is a good point.
And even with the same product, even with the same product, you can just put a simple twist. Say, how about if we were offering the resale rights of that audio recording we are going to record for the webcast? So 27 only gives you the access to listen to it. How about if we give them the rights of selling that? Is that a value? Yeah. Definitely that gives you value. Does it cost you anything more to produce? No. So things like that, you can really...
Now, wait a minute, Tom. Yeah. If we give them resale rights, that means they can sell it and steal all the money that we should have got. Because we could sell it. But they sell it and they're not going to buy it. Customers aren't going to buy from us, right?
Well, I mean, if customer not going to buy from us directly, yeah? But...
So someone else gets the money.
But, yeah, someone else gets the money. Hmm. That's good value for them. But again, do we lose anything? Not really, because people are going to hear the Internet Challenge winner's name, hear about World Internet Summit's name. It's, for us, it's a free publicity at the same time.
Do you see why it's pretty easy to get bonuses? Free publicity. If we can get an army of people out there selling that for us, we give them all the money to do that. Because they're promoting us, actually. Question back in the back.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people who perhaps would have liked to have been here this weekend and for various reasons are not. And therefore, I would have thought there would have been a lot of value in a back-end product where rather than giving away a day's audio or 3 days' audio for $2.97 or whatever, would it be not better to perhaps offer bite-sized chunks of the day so people can select, you know, Armin's presentation tomorrow or Brett's or David's? Would that not, and offer it for $97? Rather than offering a whole day, just offer, you know, the presentation from David Kavanaugh?
That's a very good point. We can do that perhaps, you know, next year after the event, because it takes a bit of time to produce them, to you know, put them into as individual products. That's a very good suggestion, Ted.
Yeah, it,
but I don't think we have enough time.
Very possible.
For this particular Internet Challenge thing, because we don't have all these, you know, recorded and also have them individually packed as one for Armin Morin, one for David Kavanaugh. That's a very good suggestion.
What Tom's saying there, and what you're saying is right, definitely right. But one thing, folks. Autopilot Riches, we're going to load this up now. We're going to put the price in, get the link, whack it on the website so they order, and we want the product or the order responder that goes out with, hey, you've just paid, here's the number you have to call. If we upsell the audios, we could turn them into MP3s, upload them to the web, here's the link to download. But if we have to ship things, we have to do this, we have to produce it, they're not getting it on the day. So if we say it's $2.97 and instantly you get diverted to a page where you can get every single audio there and then and download it right to your computer and listen to it 5 minutes' time. You don't have to wait, there's no shipping, no billing, and what's it cost? You know, what's it cost you? Nothing. It's already there, it's already uploaded to the web. So is it better to have things that are PDF documents, Word documents, anything that's already there and you don't have to pay any extra money to... We want to give them maximum value for maximum return for us, but for no money that we're paying out. So to write a Word doc, what's it cost us? But to put it onto a disk, to ship it and everything, what's it cost us? So is it fair to say upload a stack of audio products, upload a stack of, say, PDF products and things like that with good information, with links, you see? And then we're giving them a lot of value, but we're not having to pay a lot to do it. Is that a better kind of thing? You're not paying anything to actually get the people, but they're getting a lot in return. Does that make sense? Just so you know? Okay.
Okay, very good. So, again, as we revealed earlier, and it, just like Alan did when he was doing his front page demo, this is not a copywriting demo. We did ask all the speakers and experts if they would like to contribute something as a bonus, and that was the pitch. We'll circulate it. We'll get thousands and thousands of eyeballs on your name. People who buy can listen. And so they gave us some bonuses, and I already went ahead and wrote them up into a web page. And do we want to kind of show them what that is, Tom, or where are we at on things? Oh, well, we're going to show them how to create a product, too. I mean, how to create a product.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, before we get into that, actually, this the last session that we had is a very good example of when you have raw material of information, you can develop into lots more of products simply, you know. But if you had a written product, then you can have someone to read it, record it, become an audio product, yeah. Right? It's so easy to then, on top of that, you can offer resale rights, you can offer them the MP3 files, all sorts of things. So as long as you have the raw material of the product itself, it's so easy to create a different format, then you create more value upon that. Okay, so what I'm doing now is that with Autopilot, we need to create a product.
Okay, what Tom's doing here now, folks, just while he types it, you'll see in the top box, now I'll show you, because I'll demonstrate Autopilot Riches on Sunday to you, but you're typing in here, product description. We've clicked add a product. Is that what we're not doing to the website, adding a product? Okay, we're calling it World Internet Summit UK 2005, what?
Super Webcast.
Super Webcast. This is just for our benefit, okay? We're just putting a name so later on we can change prices, we can do whatever we want.
No, well, wait a minute. It's not just for our benefit, because this whole e-commerce system works together seamlessly. Your customers expect a receipt, your Autopilot Riches will send it to them, and whatever we type in here is what will come out on their receipt. This is good. Yeah, this is what I got it for. How many of us have ordered something and not really put it together and remembered? Until we look at it and say, I did that.
And what Tom's done next, folks, it gives you two little fields. You can put in a code, just in case you want the codes for your book records or anything what you sold. And the next one was price. So you just write in your 27, you press save. It gives you a link, and that link you paste on your website. So as soon as they click on it, it goes to an order page. Does everyone follow that? Okay. That's what we've done so far just there.
Okay. One little tip that I pinched from Brett McFraw, in the description of the product, you can put the value of the bonus. Again, to enforce, you know, the value of the product they are ordering. You'll be amazed at how many people come through the order page and they suddenly decide not to order. Okay? So you put the value of the bonus in the description of the product, often to remind the customer, to enforce, to make make the commitment on the spot.
But Tom, double check, is it really $8,521 worth of bonuses?
I think so. No, that's the upsell thing. Yeah. Thank you for reminding me.
Even for people
so
who are used to
you
hype,
are
that seems a little bit over the hill, right?
Okay, yeah. Looks super. Put a capital S.
Yeah, perfect. Do you see how important it is? I mean, and how everything works together?
And the product code is not very important. It's for you. When you have multiple products, you know which one you've sold in the report that Autopilot Riches will generate for you. And for the rest of the fields, they normally are not applied to digital products, such as shipping price and all that. And with sales tax, if you want to get into the details, pay attention to Dave Kavanagh's presentation. I think it handles very well, say, if we were selling the tickets for the UK event, the shopping cart is so clever, understand that if you are from UK, apply VAT, 17.5%. If you are from United States, it will not apply VAT. So things like that, it's very sophisticated.
But now, VAT, correct me if I'm wrong, VAT, we're not selling this product out of the UK, and we're not selling it in UK dollars, pounds. It's being sold out of, even though, of course, we're sitting here, it's being sold out of the United States, being processed through a U.S. merchant account. So VAT is not really an issue at this particular product, even though when we go and buy a sandwich, it is. Or, you know what I mean.
Because whoever's logging onto that site, they can be from Australia, they can be from India, they can be from everywhere. The bottom line is it's a web transaction as such. They're just buying there. They're not coming here to actually purchase it. They're just buying it off the web as such.
I have bought things in England from .com American sites and been charged VAT. Clickbank do that.
There are some companies. You don't have to be a UK company to register to collect VAT. And so there are some that do that.
Yeah.
But essentially, it's not necessary. It's being conservative. But it's the same thing inside the U.S. If you, 50 states, right? If you sell and deliver in the same state, you have to collect sales tax. But if you live in California and sell in Florida, no.
Question? You may not know the answer, I don't know, but if we are a UK limited company and we're VAT registered and we're selling, surely even if we're selling on the web, we have to charge VAT.
Now, the way I understand it, but consult your tax professional, yeah. For the sales that happen in the UK is the way I understand it. But you don't, and you won't get it from an American or a Canadian or an Australian.
So when I bought things on the web from an American site and they charge me sales tax, they're wrong?
They are wrong.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, I guess you consult with
a tax attorney, yeah.
Professionals, but the shopping cart has the facility to determine where the customer is from. Now, how you want to apply tax is the... Yeah.
By the way, other point, as long as we're getting on it, and none of us are attorneys, none of us are CPAs, we're just business people, right? But here's what I also do know. Like this U.S. company, they collected sales tax from you, and it wasn't necessary or justifiable. They've got to submit that. Yeah. I mean, that doesn't turn into profit. Yeah. If they collected it, they've got to submit it.
Otherwise, they're in trouble.
Yeah, otherwise, they're in trouble, yeah.
Okay, now what is important here on this product page? First of all, of course, is the price. That's what we decided is $27. Then the next thing is something called a thank you URL. That's where your customer will be sent to after the purchase. Okay, this is where we decided to send a customer to. Now, in your case, it might be different, but that's very important. This is where you will provide a message saying thank you very much for your offer order, and here is how you get your product. Often a download link is all it takes. And also, there is an autoresponder that you can select. I pre-created a couple of autoresponders which you can put your pre-written message in, so the customer will receive an instant message as soon as the payment is processed. So that's the key element that you have to have to create a product.
Now, Tom, can I explain the strategy to people here? Remember we talked about product, which we're really calling a lead generator, because we're not trying to sell a $27 product. We're really trying to sell a $297 product. So what will happen, this thank you page, when the people order the product at $27, it's going to actually go to a page that is really an upgrade page that says, hey, wouldn't you really like to get audios of the entire event? And these are the bonuses you get. Are you with me? That's on the web. What will happen simultaneously with the autoresponder is if they say, no, I just want the $27 one, and they order the $27 one, an autoresponder message will go out and say, this is where you collect. You can go listen in at this URL if you want. You can dial in, listen on the phone, or it'll be in the archives. However, let me remind you about the amazing upgrade offer it has. So we can hit them twice. We can hit them on another web page. We can hit them with an autoresponder, which is an email message. Question right here.
Is this working? Yeah. I was wondering if on Steiner's sales page, if there's a link on there to recruit affiliates.
Oh, that's a good question. Is there a link to recruit affiliates? Steiner.
Inside Autopilot Riches, on the where Tommy's here, see where it's got affiliates? Tom just clicked on it. You can go in and you go affiliate setup, and then it'll let you set up. See, Autopilot Riches is your whole back end. It does everything, collects your orders, does everything for you. So the thing is, what we do, we call the program name. We call it like Steiner's Affiliate Program. We write the description. We say, when's the payday? So the first payday of every month, we'll send a check out to them or whatever. And then we say, for example, we can pay them per impression or per click or per... In this case, we're just paying them per sale, okay? And we're saying we give them X amount of percent. So for $297, they get 20% or 50% or whatever Steiner feels fit. And then we click on it and it gives them a link. So they go and put that link on their website or on their business cards. And any time someone clicks on that, does everyone know what a cookie is? The machine drops a little file onto your computer, and unless they reformat their hard disk, if they go back to Steiner's site, they get credited for that money. Does everyone follow that kind of thing? So you can, and if you get super affiliates, you go and click on their name and you can upgrade their commission another 10% or something if they've got a lot of, if they're really referring people to you. So you can set up the whole thing within Autopilot Riches. And a good thing about Autopilot Riches, it's got tutorials there. It's got about 18 hours of voice tutorials that just talks you through step by step how to set it all up. It's really simple. No, but what we do ourselves, we set up the default there, we set up the program, grab the link, and then we put on it. But you don't click here to sign up to our affiliate program. Right, what I find it works better, click here to earn cash.
Okay, here you is, yeah, well, no matter how you call it, you can call it affiliate program or... That's right. It is in there. How do you do it? It's simple. With Autopilot Riches here, actually I was doing that while Kevin was talking. You simply click on this. Here you've got a main buttons. Well, David Kevin will run through the whole thing. And click on the affiliate, then click on affiliate sign up. Mm-hmm. That's the link. All you need to do is to copy.
And the other one's affiliate login. So after they've signed up, click here to earn cash, click here for your login. So they've signed up on one, click here, and then they can go and check their stats at any time, how many clicks they've had, how many leads, how many sales, how much you owe them. And the system tracks it. So Steiner can never rip you off. So this you can tell exactly what you've earned.
That's how the affiliate login looks like. You can customize, you know, the colors and the themes to go with your website. There's lots of facility that you have.
Yeah, no, exactly. We are going to attempt to get people to affiliate. And by the way, Steiner, what is the name of your website?
SuperESecrets.com.
SuperESecrets.com. Write that down, everybody. SuperESecrets.com. Now, the reason why you might want to write that down, a lot of us already have a list. A lot of us have told friends and family where we're at. A lot of us can send or go up to SuperESecrets.com, go to the affiliate program, register and get a link, and send out an email, send that link out to our friends, family list. Is that not correct? And make money while you're here. That's the way it works. Now, but this brings up a whole other issue, though. Back on the affiliate program, what percentage should we pay our affiliates? What percentage could we pay them? 15%. Yeah. If we paid them 15%, they wouldn't be motivated, right? 50 is the going thing. However, we already know something important in this issue. There's three of us in the formula. Now, we granted Steiner intellectual property rights at no cost, you know, publicity for us, to the webcast. We didn't do that on the audios. So in other words, now when Steiner sells or Steiner has someone else sell, we're going to be in on a portion of that too, right? Which means 50% wouldn't work because then it would be something else. So what I would suggest is that maybe we go with, it's got to be motivating, we give the affiliates 40%. Now, that would mean you would get 60 on the telephone signups, but on the audio signups, we would get 40 to the affiliate, they did the most work, and we'll split what we've got 50-50. Would that be good? Now, do you see why we said in this case 40 would probably be better than 60? Is because, yeah. And so, again, when we're putting all this stuff together, it's always part of it. Just as a common part of the equation, if you're selling physical products, is what does the product cost me? So we escape that most of the time with digital, because what does it cost you to deliver an audio? Blazing nothing, right? So... anyway, so Tom, we want to make sure that we get 40% in as the affiliate commissions in.
Okay, so affiliate setup.
We go to the actual affiliate program itself, and it says the commission first level, you just
so
type 40%? In 40. Okay. Yep. Second level, you got there 10.
Do you want to give a second tier commission
second
as well?
Second tier, like...
Well, let's think this through. If we give 10 on the second level, first of all, How many people don't know what that means? Raise hands. Okay. What that means is we sell to person A, Steiner sells. And, well, excuse me, person A, I'm going to try and keep it simple, lists in the affiliate program, and they sell the product. They get a 40% commission. Are you with me? Now, second level means the person they sold to signs up for the affiliate program, and when they sell to person C, they're getting 10% override, like an insurance, right? Now, what that means is, what that would mean is that when we sold two levels out, we would be paying 40 and 10. Are you with me? On the other hand, is it not worth 50% on those sales that have a second level deep? Because that's sales from sales, right? So who's going to tell us what to pay at the end of the day? The system will generate it, right? So it's not a matter of us keeping up with math. It'll just tell us. So it really becomes a decision that we can decide. I mean, do we want to have a 10% second level, or do we want to just say, oh, one level's enough? It happens both ways all the time. Both are very clear and easy.
Sorry, Ted. I want to ask a question. You did touch on the fact that they might be upgrading the product at some point in time. When they are at the point of purchase, would that be the best time, or after they've actually purchased the product, that you ask them to upgrade?
The best time to do that? Would you like fries with that? That's the very best time. They've already got their money out. They've already made the psychological commitment to buy. Oh, yeah, I would. And as a matter of fact, sometimes if you don't make that offer and they get back to the table, they, why didn't they ask me if I wanted fries, man? I don't like a sandwich without fries. In other words, you're doing them a favor, right? Okay, so what did we decide, Steiner, on first level, second level affiliate program?
10-40, yeah? I mean, 40 and 10.
40%. What Steiner wants, Ted, just what he said, because he's run network marketing, he'd rather 40 on the first level and zero on the second.
Because he's used to network marketing.
Yeah, that's what he just said to me. I'm just telling you what he wants.
Well, it's Steiner's website. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. Okay. Does it matter to you, Tom?
40, zero 40 on the
first
second.
Level.
You see what you mean there? You can go in, you can pay them per click to your website, you can pay them just for sales, you can pay them per lead. You've got total. So as Steiner said, what he sets up his affiliate program could be totally different what this lady in the front does. But the system gives you the flexibility, and if you find out you've given 40%, you don't make much, next time you can put it to 60%, and you'll give away more commissions, but you might get a whole heap more sales. So you really have to test and measure all your different products once you do it. But the system will really generate a lot of good results for you.
The good thing about Autopirate is you can assign an individual affiliate with a different percentage. So when you offer David Kavanaugh a percentage, you can give him 40%, and when you come to me, you give me 65%.
That's when I donate mine on your website, and Tom does, you know.
So I know you're going to deal with this in much more detail on Saturday. Just one question, though, is does the whole system control how and when the affiliates get paid?
I'll show you this on Sunday, but the thing is, in the system it's got payday. And the thing is, you pay them yourself because you still write the checks or whatever because different people, different banks. But you put in there payday one, and it'll generate an email itself saying, sending to you as the person running it, hey, it's payday today. Click on here to see who you have to pay. And so if there's any refunds or anything, it calculates. You just go and check it and just write the checks. But the thing is, I always do it the first day of the month, like ClickBank, first 16th. I just do it once a month. Every first of the month, you get paid. And whatever, they can check the stats. They know what they're earning. And the beauty about Autopilot Rich is, every time they buy something, it sends the person straight away a letter saying, thank you for your purchase. Here's the name, address. Here's who you billed by. This is what you bought. It sends me as the seller a thing saying, congratulations, you got a sale. Click here to find out who bought. And then, if they buy product A, stick them in this auto responder series, okay? And it fires them out an auto responder, as Ted said, with an upsell. You see, so you've got total control. The best thing is get a bit of paper in the first thing. Here's my page. This is what I want to link. Work it out, and then just go in and put it into the system. But I'll show you that on Sunday in a really easy, easy way to follow it.
actually the two parts that are the biggest about writing a page or putting a page together is just making sure you got the copy to say what you wanted to say so it, you have the opportunity to maximize your sales. And then actually hooking it up with Autopilot Rich is we're making a bigger explanation and to-do out of it today just because we're trying to explain everything as we go along. But there's only a certain number of things, product, autoresponders, affiliate program.
Yeah.
And if we weren't explaining, we wouldn't be thinking, debating, should we go one level and two levels, or what should we? We'd just be putting it in. 40%.
Some people go in there and just put a product name, put a description, put a price, bang, there's a link. Don't even have an affiliate program. You've made a sale. You get what I mean? But we're just trying to show you there's a million options in there if you want to do it. I had a product, I sold software before, $147, okay? And I sold about 50. And I thought, there's an opposition out there for 167. So I put mine to 247, $100 increase. I sold heaps more product because they thought it was worth more because the dollar was up. It was the same thing, and I just zipped it up. And the system told me that because I tracked it, and I thought, hold on, I've had the same amount of links, the same amount of hits, the same amount of anything, and yet 30 more sales at $100 extra. I thought, well, if that's what they want, so I went back to the website and I put it all at 247. I thought, if they want to... But sometimes they think 147 is too cheap. It mustn't be that good. So I just overnight put 247 and I got 20 more sales. So hey, isn't it weird?
Tom,
yeah.
I see you just added a third product for $270.
That's correct. Well, while we were talking, I added two new products there because, first of all, we want to sell a product at $27. Then upsell, they're very similar, you know, it's just a different way of putting the description, the price, and different autoresponder because different product requires a different message, different thank you page, which is a landing page customer will go to after the purchase. The reason why I put a third product here called an upgrade because we want to make it as easy as possible for the customers to order the upsell, you know, product offer. So 270 is the difference between 297 and 27. So we say, okay, here you are. You already bought that $27 product. Why don't you, you know, just pay the difference so that you get a much higher value product just for the difference of the price. Actually, there's a better way of putting it. I think, Ted, you usually like to put it this way, saying that if you order the product at $297, you can have that first product of $27 for completely free. Yeah. In a way that we accredit you, you know, with the
we'll give you full
difference.
Credit for the purchase yeah. you've already made.
Yeah.
And how many people buy for $27, folks? They don't take the upgrade offer. Okay? Imagine this. They've only spent $27 and then they hang up their computer or whatever, go and make a cup of tea, come back, oh, geez, there was a lot of bonuses there. They look back at their emails and they've got an autoresponder. Hey, did you know you can still click this link and pay $270 extra and get the upgrade? And you'd be surprised how many people believe out of 10 you might get 3 or 4 actually upgrade and think, yeah, bugger it, I will pay the extra money. So you've asked them. They haven't the first time, but you've had a second shot with the autoresponder that's fired out. You write that autoresponder once, leave it, and the system sends it out to every single person. So don't you think that's a system working for you? You have to write the email once, click it, and it keeps sending out to every single person like a receipt. So you'd be surprised how many people do upgrade.
It's just convenience, too, you know, for the customers. Otherwise, they'll be in a difficult position. They already paid $27, now comes with another offer which really include, you know, what you already offered, then you are forced to make a duplicate, you know, a place and a duplicate order. So this is just something, you know, to consider when you have your own product.
Very good.
So once you set up your product, it's very easy to put an order link in. Now, here is the order page. I just give you an example of here, say, okay, we come to the area that requires the final commitment of click here to order. Now, this is the best deal, and this is the good deal. So
now,
the
now
good
copywriting, do you see how much more prominent the best deal is?
Yeah. So what
so
do
the
you
good
do
deal is 27, but the best deal is 297. And do you want the good one or the best one?
So what do you... What you do is simply click, say, this is the 27 product. You click on it, and it'll give you an order link. All you have to do is to click, copy. Now, that's the good deal one, $27 one. So it goes here.
So what Tom's done, the system has generated a long link. So when you click on that, if they see autopilotriches.com, com/app/, they won't know what you're talking about. But if you put click here to buy or click here to invest and you paste that link, so when they click here, it actually goes to that, you see. Or you could have a picture. They click on the picture and it goes to that link, you see. You just type the link to that link. But I'll show you all that on Sunday when we go through. We're just trying to show you quickly how it works.
So same apply to the upsell product. Of course, the link is different. With all the codes, you don't have to understand. All you have to do is to cut and paste from multiple registers. Yes, please.
I remember learning from Jenny that it's good to have a button rather than a link.
Yeah, you can have a button. Yes,
To get a better purchase ratio.
Well, depending on the product, I guess. I mean, some of the product doesn't really. If you're ordering a highly sophisticated piece of software, people already know what they are. Then fancy pictures are not as important, but. As I said, it depends on what product you sell. Yeah.
And the good thing is, again, the ad tracker, have a page with an order button, have one with the text, test the two. And then forget what I say, forget what Tom says, forget what Jenny says, think what your people are telling you, and you'll know for that specific product, that is the best way to do it. Isn't the audience telling you the best way to do it? Let them. They're the ones. They're the marketing genius, not us. We're just the people taking their money.
And the process of adding an order link is exactly the same. The process of adding in an order link is exactly the same.
It is, and there's another point, too, is we have respect for you. Some of us are looking like we're tired, and we all want to be alert in the morning, so we're trying to finish this thing up within approximately 30 minutes. Creating an order button is not that big a deal, and we could and would, but right now we just need other fish to fry. See, like these speakers, they can go take a nap. You can't do that.
Anyone can write click here and then copy the link onto it. But when you have to go in, you think, no, that's not the right shape and the size. And bugger it, I just want the cash. Give me the money. Who wants to worry about an order button? Who wants the cash? Order button? Cash? Thank you. Show me the money.
All right. What else do we have to do on this one, Tom?
Not much really. I just tidy up a little bit and.
Well, while we're tidying up a little bit, the next thing I would think that we ought to do is now that we've got a website built, you know, and we've got the copy there, is that going to make us money? No. In fact, even though we have this Newbies Day for very specific reasons, you know, to show some of this side of it, that's not really even the focus of the whole event, is it? The summit is about what? Marketing. That's what we want to do. Now, show of hands, how many in this room already have a list of some kind?
I think I have one.
yeah, me too. And Steiner, since you know that you've got, give Steiner the mic, you know that you've got a list of people in here, or a group of people that have lists, why don't you invite us all to sign up for your affiliate program? Encourage us, because we'll get a whopping 40%. Stand up and do that.
I want more.
I invite all of you to come to the bar for a beer, and I will give you a good deal.
Hey, folks, what we're looking at here, too, Tom, where's the bonuses we give them?
Okay, hold on. Let me just finish this part.
So we just put these in. We're just having a look at the bonus. Like, a lot of the speakers have thrown in bonuses, et cetera. And the bonuses, what do they add up to, Tom? $8,000. Yeah, we've got some books. We got royalty-free music. What else we got? We got some PDFs from Brett. It's $2,944 worth of value so far.
Additional value with a combined total value of $8,621.
Okay, I'll tell you what I'll do.
Come on.
No,
you
serious.
Put some good bonus
okay.
in there.
I haven't given you a bonus. I run a coaching program 52 weeks, which I told you guys before, okay? Which I charge a couple of £1,000 a year, but I mean I give videos and all that stuff. I will actually I've given you three calls. I will give the first 50 who buy the upsell my 52 weeks for free.
You are 52 weeks 52 of what?
£2,000. Is that fair? But unlike you guys, I mean, you guys, if you decide to go ahead with my offer and that, you get to talk to me live and all that stuff. They just get the recordings of all my calls. That's all. They don't participate like it. Like, if any of you guys decide to come with me, I coach you one-on-one and all that. They just get the recordings. But they get 52 weeks of recordings and videos that I do that's a couple of £1,000 thrown in for nothing for the first 50. Is that really good incentive? That's £2,000 worth of material for a year of coaching, but they can't log on live to my calls. They can only just listen, that's all. But is that good value?
Yeah. Tremendous value. Now, before you change your mind, type
it for you.
What do you offer?
Hey, now, I teach them, seriously, what I teach is getting started on the internet, the A to Z, how to turn on your computer, how to register your domain name, how to set it up to hosting, how to add your copy, how to do that. I give them front page, I give them all that stuff. So is that a good kind of deal for nothing? It's £2,000 worth of bonus. So, and I'll do it for the first 50 only.
Yeah, so tell us again exactly what are you offering? 52 weeks of coaching.
52 program. Weeks of coaching that they don't log on live to my calls. I just give them download links to all of my calls after you guys have participated, etc.
How frequently is that?
I do two calls a week. I send them four videos a month so they can actually watch on their own computer all the stuff that I do and how to do it so they can visually see it as well. And I'll give them access to every single one of my links so they can download the whole year's worth of program.
Now, let's point out a really smart thing which just happened there, folks. Okay. We just added £2,000 worth of value, and how much did that cost us?
Cost me a lot of bloody phone.
But see, we don't care about David's money. We only care about your money.
I'm from Australia, as you know.
Thanks
and I live in Thailand, and realistically, it doesn't actually cost me too much to buy a few bowls of rice and prawns, okay? So, or shrimp.
But see, folks, is that not amazing? That's a really important lesson, folks, that if you can try and get bonuses, like that one there is brilliant, it's got real value attached to it, but the cost is really low, this is how you can send your sales going crazy. It becomes an irresistible offer that is just too good to be true, but it's absolutely true. Okay, really valuable lesson to pick up.
This is why networking is so important, so that people can, you know, help each other with a bonus.
David, how do you track the first 50? I've wanted to do that myself. How do I track the first 50 buyers?
Okay. What we'll actually do in this one here, we've got a part in Autopilot Riches where we can say this is the cut-off limit. There's a little coupon part. I'll show you that on Sunday. But in this case here, all I'll do, I'll just check the emails, and when we get to the cut-off limit, I'll just cut it and I'll change the autoresponder. So I know I'll have to manually do that just for this event to make it fast for everyone. So, but again, I'm not offering them. They don't go live on my calls like any of my people that are there now. They just get access to listen to them. But, I mean, that's a lot of information they're getting for nothing.
On the other hand, David, since you're a copywriter, and do you see this last-minute addition from David Kepp? That's copywriting. That stimulates excitement. Don't bother telling them that it's not live. Just tell them. Yeah.
I just tell them they get access to all my live calls. Am I lying? I don't say they log on to my calls and participate. I said they get access to my 52 weeks of live calls.
That's
true.
Legit.
They are live calls, and they just download them all. And the good things with MP3s, how many people have got a Creative or an iPod or a River or that? They can put them straight on there, and you can listen on the train, the bus. You know? They're great. I'll show you all that on Sunday anyway.
Of time, so I don't want to ask him any question. Do we have any question that Tom or I could answer briefly?
Yeah.
Got one right back here. Get the mic to Phil.
Yeah, Ted, you talked about market expectations for using the sandwich analogy. Are there any set figures for market expectations for, say, books, videos, audios, all the rest of it?
Well, yeah, there is. What should a book cost? In the U.S. dollars, it's from $14.95 to $22.95. Manuals, $47 to $197. Videos, they're higher priced. What, though, as copywriters, what do we have to do? I've got, in one instance, I've got a single page that sells for $997. I've got a single CD now that sells for $997. How can you possibly get $997 for a CD, a single CD. When, if you buy from Nightingale Conant, a CD is about $10 worth, right? You already know the answer. How do we do it?
Value.
Bonuses, which really is copy. In other words, if you convince someone, it's real simple. As a matter of fact, I was having this conversation with somebody else today. I would like to sell you a product for $25,000. Would you buy that? Well, wait a minute. You don't know the whole story. What if I showed you that that product, the last 12 people who bought that product for $25,000 made $125,000 their first year? Would you now be interested? So that's how you can sell a CD for $997, even though market expectation may be different.
How do you set the value of all these bonuses then? Because this audio of the event is down as a bonus for us as attendees at £497. And you've put it in there at $297.
That's because we had different copywriters doing it at different times.
So it's whatever you feel that the market will stand for that particular...
Yep. I should have read the web page. but the value is £997, because isn't that what we paid to be here? I mean, that's real easy to do, or you can do it market expectations. Also, while David is finishing that up, I want to ask those people who have a list. Steiner was wanting to know, would you be willing to market to your list and kind of help see what we can do for Steiner? Anybody? Brett, are you in?
Well, he looks kind of like a nice guy. I can help him out.
And JJ, you were a performer last year. We count on you. Excellent. Alan Forrest Smith. Tom Hua. David Cavanaugh. Ted Siuba, Jenny Armato.
Does that include the beer?
That beer's on you, right?
Yeah. How many?
Hey, and anybody in here, again, you can profit off that. At every World Internet Summit event, we have people in the audience making money. Nothing would make me happier than us to get on the same elevator in the morning, and you're telling me you sold two products. You get it. You can join. It's superesecrets.com. Join the affiliate program. Take the link, put it in outgoing mail, and you can make some money too. So if you got it, do it.
Hi. I'm coming back again to ask in regards to if I'm selling a physical product, what bonuses do I add? I mean, how does my bonus add value?
How is your bonus value?
Yeah. I mean, at the moment, I sell pens. Yeah. I'm just wondering, how can I add bonuses to make my pens more valuable?
Well, you're going to be hearing a lot about that, and because we're moving fast right now trying to wind up, I'm not going to get too deeply, but basically, we modeled the process. Now, the most outstanding bonus was one we didn't even know was going to happen. David Cavanaugh said, I've got one that's $39.97. Brett contributed a couple of reports that were worth 27 measly bucks.
Hey.
Bonuses, pay attention to my session on Friday. I give you access to some of the valuable bonuses that you all can use. Well, actually, I can make a decision right now. This internet grocery you have in your folder, I can put up in a digital version so that everyone can have a resale rights to it. You can use it as bonus. You can sell it if you want to. You have an internet grocery in your folder, correct? Okay, thank you.
Hey, I'll give you another bonus too. If your product relates to anything related to motivation or making money in any shape, form, or fashion, the greatest success classic book of all time is Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. You can tell anybody, you'll give them that book. You send them the link, free copy of thinkandgrowrich.com. Free copy of thinkandgrowrich.com. Now, you might want to write that down. Can that be a highly perceived bonus also?
Ted, there's another one too I put in my pocket. Stephen Pierce, he's got a book, Multidimensional Marketing Strategy Report. You can't buy it on the internet. You have to buy over $500 worth of his products. He said he'll put that in as well for free. There's another one for you.
Bonus number 39.
Will they buy the 297 or the 27 with all that? You know, it gives them a hell of a lot. It gives them a really big incentive to upsell.
Hey, I got a big question. Is this all a big con? Is this nice and easy for us to just get all these experts together and say, give us some product? Can these people do this out there? And if they can, how?
Brett, would you give me a copy of my book, How to Get Rich on the Internet, back there?
Of course they can. Not only from the speakers, you're getting a lot of product that you can use as a bonus, as, you know, enhanced value to your offer, and also between you. That's why I say networking is so important. If you have some product, and you can, you know, use it as a lead generator, as your free publicity, then you can give it to the others to use it as a bonus. Because imagine if you have something with value and everyone is using it as a bonus, it gives you tremendous exposure to the internet.
Yeah, now, hey, a year and a half ago, David Kavanaugh was a fat blob sitting on his couch in Queensland, Australia. Hey, not too many years ago, like something like 9 years ago, Tom Hua was a Chinese immigrant sleeping on newspaper. Right?
Ted
Brett McFaul was
Ted used to
Sydney
sing
nerd.
In Nashville, Tennessee on a stage with a guitar. and the thing is, he still can't speak English. Am I right?
And it wasn't too long ago where I wasn't anybody. This book right here says America's foremost internet marketing consultant, Ted Siyuba. Guess who gave me that title? So I called up people who didn't know me, and I was nobody. I called up J. Conrad Levinson. I called up Robert Allen, Mark Littman, Kurt Christensen, and said, I'm America's foremost internet marketing consultant. They said, I've never heard of you. I said, yeah, but I'd like to invite you to my radio show. Now, it cost me $1,300 to become a radio show host, which it doesn't have to cost you that day. And I said, I'd like to invite you as a guest. I didn't even write this book, by the way. I wrote the beginning chapter and the ending chapter. Tremendous book. By the way, that's how easy it is. Anybody can do it. It's not a con. Anybody can do it. What do these experts want? Free exposure. Wait a minute. I get this. Do I hear this right? You're going to do all the work. You're going to record it. You're going to edit it. You're going to publish it. You're even going to give me a copy. And you're going to distribute it. And years down the road, they're still going to be hearing about me. Is it a good deal? Yeah. Hang around, by the way, in the morning. I'll give a free copy of this to you. To somebody. I mean, somebody. Drawing ticket. Excuse me, I couldn't get all those on my backpack. Look at that. Now, do you see he's making this copywriting look good?
I'll teach you that if you join my coaching program.
So bonus is never a problem. You can find heaps of bonuses once you get into the game.
Yeah. And by the way, if you keep playing the bonus game, and this is what Brett referred to, you will become more of a recognized expert on your own. Keep playing whatever marketing game you're in, and bonuses will be coming to you all the time. People ask all the time, hey, I've got this free program on weight loss. Can you add it to your list and offer it to your people? Weight loss is not my specialty, right? But you get it.
That's why you're buying supplements.
No, that's not for weight loss. That's for weight gain.
You see, the beautiful thing about the digital products is it does not cost anything to produce an additional cost. That's why it's so easy to get bonuses. If it was a physical product, you know, it'll cost the supplier some additional cost to be able to give you the bonus. So, all right.
I want to change it. Just once. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's right.
Okay.
Just two things. Just put a space there, and we'll put live access to it. Worth. Yeah.
That's nine.
Take that.
That's 40.
No. I've done it right. No. Check.
Wow. Now, by the way, 40 bonuses is a lot of bonuses.
Sorry, 39.
Thank you. The package, isn't it?
39.
39. And.
Oh, is it now 39?
Just copy this. 3,900 worth.
All right.
Copied it. Cut it.
Where you want to go?
Well, Brett, do we have anything left that we really need to do tonight?
I don't think so, my friend.
Well, I know that before the night... Now, it's going to be after this beer. But before the night's over, I'm going to go up to my list. And now, I'm one of the promoters, but if I send out to my own list, I get to make a cut as an affiliate program, don't I? Even though... Yeah, so you could do the same thing, and we're all going to try and do that because we... We have every intention in the world of making you money before you come to breakfast in the morning. Do we know how much we'll make? We know that our target is somewhere above $28,430.80.
How the sales letter or how autoresponder knows which is who is who with the affiliate?
Very good question. And normally I'd let David answer it, but he's working right there.
I can do that.
Let Tom do it.
Okay, now as soon as an affiliate sign up with you, Autopilot Riches will automatically send them a message, include that individual link for that particular affiliate. So each affiliate will be provided with a different link to send to the customers. Each individual affiliate will have an individual affiliate link. So you have your link, he'll have his link, each one of them use a different link.
And should you go on to explain about cookies?
And you'll receive that link as soon as you sign up with an affiliate. So mechanically how it works is that as soon as your customer receive an email from you with your affiliate link, and as soon as they click on it, a cookie will be planted in the PC of that person. So even they go back days after, this is still tracked as your referral because of the cookie in the PC.
Some people block their cookie.
No, I don't think this cookie by Autopilot Riches will be blocked. No.
No. No, that's so very seldom that people block cookies, because even though they can, what actually happens is they can't use their browser if they do that, because all the sites go beep. Won't show up without cookies. Beep, won't show up without cookies. So everybody that I know who's ever tried that has had to undo it. And that's not a security risk at any rate anyway.
Tom, can I just clarify? I'm here. Right.
You stand up.
You know I'm short.
So just to clarify, what had happened is that the nuts and bolts of it is that we would go on sign up and on the affiliation program.
That's right.
Okay, that collects our email, etc., uh-huh. And then that will send us our own unique link, which we then would email onto our list.
That's correct. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what happens. You go to after this, you go to what's the domain name called superesecrets.com, and at end towards the bottom of the index page, the sales page, there is a link that I just put there called affiliate program. You click on that and you fill in a simple form, then you'll be provided by the autoresponder with a message with your unique link and some marketing material we, you know, pre-written. So all you have to do is to cut, paste, announce to your list.
Right, thank you.
Simple as that. Thank you.
Back here.
Hi, I'm Nicola, and I just want to say what happened to me last year, because I came to the Internet Summit and sat in the audience, and I honestly and truly didn't know what they were going to do here, because I hadn't paid much attention to the sales letters. People just told me I had to come. But I did have a list, and I've got three different lists, and we've got a list to hospitality people who own hotels and restaurants. I've got one list that's all people who want to get involved in wealth creation. And then I suddenly remembered I had another rather large list of 23,000 people, and that was music biz people. And I thought, this is particularly for people who've got businesses that aren't connecting with internet marketing. I thought, oh, I don't know if I should mail them. But I just tweaked the wording of the letter a little bit, and I said, look, you guys are going to find out how to promote your band online. And I sent it out to those 23,000, and I made, I think, just under $2,000 affiliate commission.
Over the weekend, huh?
Yeah.
Let's give Nicola a great hand. Yeah.
It covered the hotel bill, but not quite the bar bill.
That's because you have Steiner with you.
She only drank water.
Hey, question.
I just thought I'd point out from what you were saying, Ted, about cutting affiliate checks, writing the checks for the affiliates. I thought I'd explain for the benefit of everyone else that you can actually send electronically payment using PayPal.
Oh, yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Well, I know John Rees and Yannick Silver do that. So for new people, it's obviously a lot not less daunting than writing checks.
Very good. And back here.
Yes, good evening. This has been quite a long day for myself, maybe like a lot of people here.
Can't hear.
So is that better? Yep. As I say, it's been a long day for me personally. Where I'm just a bit lost, and maybe you can answer me here, is I'm a newbie at this, and I've followed everything so far as in Alan's Forrest Smith designing the web page. Now we're getting into more technical, or not so much technical, but more putting more value into the web page. But for somebody who's just starting up in the internet marketing, where would you get the the bonuses? You know, where would somebody who's just starting up get the bonuses to add value to the web page? Because at the moment here, you're getting the bonuses from people in the room. But if I was just starting up my business, where would I get bonuses like that?
There are all kinds of ways. First of all, I would like Brett, I don't want to steal any of your thunder about what you're going to be doing in your presentation, but I know that you've got, in particular, one simple website. Could you tell us where you got your bonuses?
Which website?
If you even have any. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, I know you got dozens, really. Something about a scrapbook.
Right, scrapbooking, uh-huh. Okay. And where did I get my bonuses from?
If you even have any.
I do have some bonuses on my website.
The reason why I'm asking Brett is because that was a totally new venture. He got inspired when he was watching a TV show.
Yeah. Yep. I have a very interesting life. I just watch TV and get product ideas. Look, let me just give you a really quick answer to the question. Where do you get bonuses from? You can get them from anywhere. Write this down, folks. GoArticles.com. GoArticles.com. Guess what's there at GoArticles? There, switched on crowd. Because here's when you go there, guess what? You can actually go and grab articles on all these different subjects and use them yourself as bonuses. You can even sell them if you want to. Well, as long as you keep intact the actual writer's little dialogue box, a little box down the bottom which says who it was written by, all these bonuses sitting there waiting for you. Thousands of articles. All these subjects. Is that a help? Easy. Done. Other than that, here's what you would do. And here's what you should have done this weekend. Anybody brought a recorder, an MP3 recorder with them this weekend? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 people here with MP3 recorders. Why do you think they may have brought those along, folks? To record stuff, right? Who could they record? Could record me? Could record any of the experts? Could they not just go and ask for an interview? All right, very smart. If you haven't got an MP3 recorder and you want to go out and buy one, you should, and actually start interviewing these guys here this weekend. Like David's recording me right now, on video, on a little digital video recorder. This is how you make products, this is how you make bonuses. So, and I'm trying to give you so many examples here that if you're in the banana industry, right, let's say, there's got to be experts at growing bananas. Got to be suppliers, got to be dealers. And you ask them, can I interview you? Is there any bonuses you can give me, any articles? And we're talking about digital products here because they're nice and easy to distribute. They've got no cost, but high value. That's just the start of where you can get bonuses from. Answer your question? Good one. Go for it.
Sorry, folks. Apart from using the lists, will you be marketing this particular site on pay-per-click? And if so, how much do you expect it to basically cost over a 3-day period to market the site?
You know, in this instance, we got a lot going on. It would take a few minutes to give it. We could do it. That's an opportunity. How long does it take to get set up with pay-per-click? Yeah, a few minutes. So, do you have to have a list to join the affiliate program and market that?
The only thing is at the moment, folks, which I explained on my presentation, if you're doing pay-per-click, if you're doing Google AdSense, if you're putting things through ClickBank, this and that, doesn't take a lot of extra time. So just for the moment, we'll market it to our list. If you've got a list, market that. And then later on, we can always go through and analyse things, do search engine optimization, add extra pictures, testimonials from people. But we've only got 72 hours to make the money. So let's make it quick, easy, simple. Now and then, hasn't this gentleman here got the list for the rest of his life? So he can market them any product. How many people here have got a product they want to expose to the public? There's the man to see. See what I mean?
Yeah. Now, there's another important thing here, too.
JV.
Nicola said she made over $2,000 in 72 hours at the last World Internet Summit. Would she have made or probably would she have made that much if she had gone on pay-per-click. The reason why she made that money that easy, that fast, and that's the reason why we're choosing this same route, is because she made that money because she had a relationship with them. She just twisted around, you know, she's booking bands, and she says, hey, you can make more money on your band. You can book your band online. You know, it's another channel. And whatever list you've got, that's why we always strive, and you're going to hear it so much, to build the relationship, to be somebody. Because you could say, well, my list isn't about weight loss. My list is I take people to Ecuador twice a year, and they're interested in the Galapagos, and they love nature. Is that not true? Okay, you could say it, but you could, who else do they love? If they're going with you, if they're reading your email, they love you, don't they? So this becomes a personal thing. You know, like, hey, man, I have just seen the most amazing thing. I'm attending an Internet Marketing Super Conference, World Internet Summit. They built a website. They're selling audios of the event, and I am charged. I think it can help anybody who's got any business. Click here. Could you see how that could work? So you can, if you have that relationship, you can get that across pretty easily, pretty easily. Okay, Brett, is there anything that we need to wrap up and get into the conversation before we wind down?
Does everybody know where to go? If you'd like to actually become an affiliate for this, do you know where to go? Up to speed, it's superesecrets.com. There's a link at the very bottom of the page, I believe, if you'd like to join that.
Yep.
The copy will be written for you that you can actually use to promote, I believe. Is that right, Tom?
Exactly.
So you actually don't have to do any copywriting, folks? We've actually
Join the affiliate program and go check your email, and there will be a number of different selections that you can use, copy, model, mimic. Excellent, excellent. I've got a couple of announcements here, too, but I wanted to go ahead and, Steiner, if I can get you to stand up here. We've got an official certificate. Giving him superesecrets.com. That domain name is yours. Thank you. 3 months of hosting, courtesy Tom Hua. 3 months of autopilot riches, courtesy of autopilot riches. And you even got a Yahoo email account. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Very good. Good stuff, Steiner. Yes. Okay, some of us are going to go up and get our affiliate links out real quick and then come back down to the bar and we'll see some of you there. Registration, for those who haven't registered, like you got a friend coming, you know, it'll be open from 7:30 to 8:30. But come the convention begins, summit begins again at 8:30. Now, we're going to have the parade of speakers. Every speaker is going to run across. You want to make sure that you're here because you're going to get to see them early on to know what they're about. You want to be here, and we got keynote address, and Armin Morin will be the first official speaker. Folks, have a good night, get lots of rest, and can't wait to see you in the morning.
See you tomorrow. Good night.